Shalom to all! Today we're going to be learning the very last Mishnah Maseches Shavuos and the very first Mishnah Maseches Eduyos. And today's Mishnah is being learned b'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'Zecher Fan Yerziv Gahagon, Bikarav Mamish. And here we are on our final discussion regarding different Shimrim, and depending on what they responded to a claim of, hey, where's my ox that I gave you to watch, depends on whether or not they're going to be Chayiv, Chaymesh on Asham. Are they going to have to add on an extra fifth and bring that carbon Asham for lying or no? So here we continue discussing a Shail, a borrower, and let's remind ourselves that a borrower is Chayiv for everything, no matter what. So the lender tells the borrower, Hechon Shair, where's my ox? Armalei tells him, Eni Adem Atasach, I don't know what you're talking about. You never gave me an ox. And what happened? Vuhu Shemes, it died, or Nishbar, or got ripped apart by animals, or Nishbar, or captured, or Nignav, or stolen, or Avet, or lost. As the lender tells the borrower, Mashbiachani, I make you swear, Va'amar Amen, and the borrower says, yes, Amen, and it turns out that he lied. Chayiv is Chayiv to pay for it, and he also has to add on a Chaymish and Asham, and that's because, as we're going to explain at the end of the Mishnah, and we've explained previously as well, that since with this taina of his, he was trying to potter himself from paying, because by saying, I don't know what you're talking about, I never got an ox from you, if he was believed, he wouldn't have to pay anything. So now he's caught in a lie of trying to save himself money, he'll have to give that chaymesh and asham. Now going to the last of the shaymrim, Amar l'nois ha-socher v'ha-socher, let's say the owner tells the shaymer who's being paid, or the socher, which is the renter, Heichon Shair, where's my ox? And Amar l'nois, let's say he responded, Mace, it died. But v'hushan nishbar nishbar, that's really what happened to it. Or he said, nishbar, it was ripped apart. But really, v'hushan mace or nishbar. Or he said, Nishba, it was captured, but really, Vahusha Meso Nishbar. And in all these cases, he's not trying to save himself money, because what he claimed and what really happened to it, in all those situations, he's Pater anyway. Or, let's say it was the other way, he said, Nignav, it was stolen, Vahusha Avad, it was really lost. Or he said, Avad, it was stolen, Vahusha Nignav, but it was really stolen. And in these two situations, both of these Tainas, he's Chayv to pay for it, so he's not trying to save himself money with either of them. And no matter what the situation was, the owner told the guy, Mashbiachani, I make you swear, Va'amar Amen, he says, yes, Amen. Potter, so he's Potter, because as we just said, he's not trying to save himself money with the Taina. Either which way, what he claimed and what really happened is going to mechayev him, or Potter him money, so he's not chayev. However, let's say the Shemer responded, Mace, it died, oy nishbar, oy nishba, or that's what he responded with, and in such a case, he'd be Potter from paying, but really, it was stolen or lost. And then the owner said, Mashbiachani, make you swear, Amar Amen, he says, yes, chayev, in this case, he's chayev. However, let's say the Shemer said, Avad, it was lost, oy nignav, or was stolen, but really, nishbar, nishba, one of these things really happened to it. And he said, Mashbiachani, make a swear, Amar Amen. He says, yes, Potter is Potter. As I call this is the rule. Call him Shana Mechayev L'chayva. Anytime the Shimer changes, and he made one claim that would be Mechayev him, but really another thing happened, but then it's also Mechayev him, or Umiptur Liptur. He made one claim that would Potter himself, but really he lied, and something else happened, but that other thing also would Potter him, or Umiptur L'chayva. He claimed one thing that happened, and that would be Mechayev him, but what really happened, Potters him. So in all these cases, when he swore and turned out that he lied, Potter is Potter, because he wasn't trying to save himself money. However, mechayev liptur chayev. If what he claimed happened would have pottered him from paying, but what really happened would mechayev him from paying, so then he's chayev. And that's because I call this is a rule. Call nishbal hakalat my chayev. If he's making a shvua in order to try to lessen what he would have to do, he's chayev. Or is lahachmer lat my potter. If he's trying to do something that's machmer on himself, so then he's potter. Hajanoch mesachas shvuas. Mazar finishing the entire mesach together. And just like Ruzacha finished this mesach together, we should be zacha to finish the entire Shisha Siddur mission together. And now moving right along to Maseches Eduyos, and this is a very unique Masechta. Let's get a little bit of the background. Rebbe Gamliel was a Nasi, but was removed for whatever reason, and Rebbe Elazar ben Azaria was installed in his place. Now Rebbe Gamliel had an interesting rule. Kol Talmid she'ein toichet kabaroi, any Talmud that his inside is not like his outside. He might look like a tzaddik on the outside, but if he's not a tzaddik on the inside also, he's not welcome to Beis HaMedrash. And that means that the vast majority of people weren't welcome, because not everyone's in such a high level. A guy tries his best, he might have a big beard and payas, but he's not exactly tzaddik yisoy. Alums, there were many people that weren't able to come to Beis Medrash when Rabban Gamliel was a Nasi. However, Blazer Ben Azaria made an announcement that everyone is welcome to Beis Medrash, no matter who you are. And on that day, many, many benches were added to the Beis Medrash because of all the new Talmidim that came. Now, because so many Talmidim were welcomed in, many new Dinim that previously were unknown were shared. And each Tana gave Eidos that this is what I received from my Rebbe. Hence the name Eduyos, which means many Eidoses, if you will, were given on that day. And actually, any time a Mishnah or Gemara says, bye bye Yom, on that day, the following thing was said. It's referring to this day the Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria became Nasi. Now because of this, many of the dinim learned in the Mishnayos are not related to each other, because it was one Tana getting up and saying a bunch of dinim that he heard, then another Tana got up and said a bunch of dinim that he heard. So some of them might be related, but some of them not. And that's why it's a very unique Masechta, different than the classic, because a classic Masechta, like Shavuos for example, for the most part discusses Shavuos. But Eidus, as we said, is a random collection of dinim that were all shared on that day. So here we begin with Mishnah Aleph, and the first three Mishnayos of the Masechta, and this parak, obviously, are machlokes between Shammai and Hillel. Not base Shammai and base Hillel, which is the Talmidim of Shammai and Hillel. This is Shammai and Hillel themselves arguing what the din in a particular topic is. And this first Mishnah discusses tumah of a woman. We know that anytime a woman is roya dam, she sees blood, which means blood comes out of her makam rechem, her uterus. That's going to be metame, which means she is tame, and anything she touches is tame. One day, a woman sees that she has dam, and that means that she's tame right now. The question is, she only saw that right now, but maybe this dam really came out before, and she didn't know about that, which means that if we're going to be metame her retroactively, then that means anything she touched beforehand is going to be tame as well. And that's talking about kalim, and then it has to do with pots and pans, and dishes, and sheets, and pillows, and clothing, and food, and anything like that. So this could technically be a big issue. And that's what this machlokes is about. Shammai Amar Shammai says, Kol Anashim Dayan Shaiton, all women who it's normal for them to see dam, their time is sufficient for them, which means they're only tame from now on. From the moment they see dam, that's when they're tame, and that's it. We don't go retroactive. So that's a pretty big kula. Now, Vahil Amar Hill says the exact opposite. Mipkidal Pkida, from one bedika to another, meaning from one checking to another. Let's say she checked Sunday morning and she saw she was tahar, there was no dam, and then Tuesday morning she checks again and she sees that she's tame, that she has dam. We will lima freya, retroactively, be metame everything from Sunday morning, because we say that the moment she finished checking herself Sunday morning, she became tame right then. That's when dam came out, and she just didn't know about it until now, Tuesday morning. And so that's a very big chumrah. And that's a filu yom harbe, says Mishnah, even many days. We were being nice by saying 2 days. It could be a week or 2 weeks. Now, v'chamarim l'chamim say, no, like it, it's not like either of them. El rather, me'es la'es, me'a'etes al yad mipkida l'pkida. The time period of me'es la'es, which means 24 hours, that's going to lessen the time of pkida l'pkida from checking to checking. In other words, let's say she checks Sunday morning, and then she checked Thursday morning again, and she was tame Thursday morning. So that's a lot of days in between. That's a full 5 days. According to Chamim, me'es la'es, the past 24 hours, that diminishes the time from pkida l'pkida. And therefore, we're not going to be tame everything she touched since Sunday morning. Rather, just everything in the past 24 hours. And also, one checking to another is going to diminish the time, it's going to minimize it from Me'es La'es, which means that if she ends up checking herself more than once within a 24-hour time period, then she's only going to be tame from that last checking. So for example, Sunday morning she checked herself, Sunday afternoon she checked herself again, and then Monday morning she checked herself, and that's when she found she was tame. We're not going to be tame her 24 hours back, because she had another pekida, another bedika, so we're only going to be tame things from Sunday afternoon until Monday. Another din, kol isha sheyesh la veses dayashaita. Any woman that has a set time that she sees dam, let's say it's every 30 days on the button, she sees dam. And that's because it's her normal monthly cycle, as that's when it's expected. So then it's just dayashaita, which means we're only mitame from then and on. We don't say, oh, 24 hours back, we're going to mitame everything. That's because it makes sense. Every 30 days she sees. And if we're going to mitame, let's say 24 hours back, well, that's 29 days, and that's not a normal time for us to see dam, so we don't have to be chayshish that she had dam then. Another din, hamshamesh is be'idim or be'idim. If a woman, when she has tashmish with her husband, she checks herself with an aid, which is a cloth, before and afterwards, harezu kipkida, that's considered like a bedika in regards to tumah tahara, and therefore, me'etas al yad me'es la'es, that will minimize the time of me'es la'es, and also of al yad mipkida l'pkida, that's also considered from kipkida l'pkida, namely, if she did a bedika after she had tashmish with her husband, and then sometime later she had dam, so we're only going to metame her from this most recent bedika of after tashmish and not before that. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow the Mishnah Beis and Gimel with the other two arguments between Shammai and Hillel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.